Well, hello there. This is Dave.
And I am Corky.
And once again, we're here to have some fun and talk about a lot of fun things and just enjoy. It looks like a cooler day today. It's a nice, cool Wednesday, and it's raining out. And I'll be heading to that grocery store in about 3 hours, and I'm not sure what Corky's going to do today.
You know what, Dave? I think I'm going to take a day off because, as I said in our last podcast, I made like $300, about triple what you make, Dave, yesterday. So I think what I'm going to do is watch the Brady Bunch all day. I'm going to see if I can watch all the episodes of the Brady Bunch.
Well, that sounds a lot better than going to the grocery store. Well, before we start the show today, I just wanted to shout out to Anchor Podcast, which Corky and me use. Dave and Corky Show is brought to you by Anchor. They're wonderful people. It's a wonderful app. And if you ever want to do a podcast, I recommend Anchor. It's the only one I recommend. It's easy to use, and we love it. So, Corky, I just got my 7-Eleven coffee, big, giant, extra large, and I got my favorite cinnamon bread from the grocery store.
Well, I don't like coffee, Dave. It's kind of gross. It's kind of like drinking road tar. I prefer a good glass of chocolate milk.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Corky, because look at this. I got a nice, cool glass in here in the refrigerator right here of chocolate milk.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so now he's happy. I'm happy. Corky, did I ever tell you the story about the chocolate milk? I'm getting confused here. About the coffee that I got from 7-Eleven one day?
No, Dave, I don't know if I want to hear this. I'm not a big coffee fan.
Well, I used to go. I go just about every day to the 7-Eleven, get an extra large cup of coffee. As I'm getting closer to the 7-Eleven, it's not real far from me. I'm just hoping when I walk in and I glance at the coffee pots that it's going to, you know, the little indicator is going to be way up with coffee. That means it's fresh. If it's empty, it means it's like shit or it's gone and it don't get it. You know, if you don't see coffee in that little...
Get on with the point, Dave.
Okay, so I'm drinking this coffee and it seems a little strong and it's really dark. And probably, like you said, it looks kind of like road tar. And I'm drinking, I'm about halfway down and all of a sudden I look in the cup and I realize that... half the cup is filled with coffee grounds.
Oh my God, it's so gross.
Yeah, half the cup was filled with coffee grounds, so I took it back to the guy, and you know what happened, Corky?
Let me guess, he gave you another coffee?
Yeah, that's right, how did you guess?
Well, it's a pretty tough one, but I figured it out, Dave.
Okay, so the reason I brought this up is I got like free coffee for like, I must have got about 40 free cups of coffee in the next months.
Wow, Dave, can we move on to the next story?
Yeah, actually, I was wondering, do you have any funny things that you've thought of that our listeners would appreciate? And oh, by the way, Corky, I was just going to ask you, could you check the statistics right now with our new podcast? Could you tell me how many listeners do we have? I'm really getting excited to hear the number.
Oh, are you sure you want to know, Dave? Because I already looked this morning.
Yeah, I want to know.
Okay, ready? Drum roll. Brrr, 2.
Well, that's good, too. 2 people are enjoying our podcast. We got to make it grow.
Yeah, Dave, maybe if we work really hard, we'll get to 3 listeners.
All right, so let me go first. I want to share something that I think the whole country and our 2 listeners have been wondering about. Corky, did you ever go to like a drive-thru and you have the girls with the long nails? They're like glued-on plastic nails. It's kind of like a Halloween thing. They're like 5 feet long, and they give you your change, and you feel the nails all poke you as they give you your change. You can barely hold the change because their nails are so long. Their nails are about half as long as their full finger, so their finger extends another almost finger.
Yeah, I've seen that, Dave, so get to the point.
Well, I was talking to a girl at work, and we're going to just call her Kathy because you know that we always change the names of everyone that we talk about on the show to protect the guilty, okay?
Dave, I think it means you change the names to protect the innocent.
Well, no, these are guilty people, so we're going to still change their name, okay? So I was asking her, and I asked her the key question, and you're probably wondering about, you probably wanted to ask a girl this question too, Corky.
Yeah, get on with it, Dave, okay? And you know, it's raining even harder now, and I'm getting ready to go watch my Brady Bunch on DVD, and I want to watch, I got the whole, all the seasons, and I'm going to watch episode one to the final episode. I'm all day long, I'm going to drink chocolate. Okay. All right, so this is the question I think you've always wanted to ask, and certainly Dave, I'm so crazy, I had no point. I just said, here we go. How do you pick your nose with those things? Seems almost impossible. Are you kidding? You asked the girl how she picks her nose?
Yes, I did, because I want to know.
You don't know? Well, I don't know either, but we're going to know because Dave's going to tell us.
Well, actually, she said that it's not bad because it's kind of like a shovel. The nail's kind of like a shovel. So what you do is you kind of shovel it on one side and shovel it on the other, and you just kind of get all those boogers right out of it.
Dave, are you kidding?
No, it's like, and so I thought of a great idea.
Oh boy, folks, here we go. This is going to be really good. Okay, Dave, I can hardly wait. What's your business idea?
I thought that we could buy the longest fake plastic fingernails, and we could glue them onto an end of a thin stick, and we could call them nose cleaners.
Are you still there, folks? Because I'm not. I'm about ready to go watch my show. Nose cleaners? Don't you think we got a better name? I got a better name, Dave. How about nose shovels?
You know what, Corky? I like that. Nose shovels. You know what? I'm going to just take a sip of coffee here. Nose shovels. You know what? This could be the biggest thing since the Scrub Daddy.
Well, don't get ahead of yourself. You're not going to... I don't think they want this on Shark Tank.
Yeah, but I want to take it on Shark Tank and Mr. Wonderful make me a royalty deal on my nose shovels.
Dave, could we go on to a different subject? You know what? I got an idea, Dave. I thought of something that I thought all of our listeners would be wondering about since you had to, you know, rudely make us listen to that stuff. I got something much more interesting.
Okay, well, I'm all ready to listen and take a break.
Yeah, you should, Dave. You should rest your voice. You talk too much.
Oh, okay, Corky, what is it?
Well, Dave, I had a pet cat once, and, you know, people, when I was growing up, they used to tell me that if you drop a cat off of a large, tall building, that the cat's going to always land on his feet.
Okay, so I hate to say, did you have a pet cat, Corky?
Yeah, I had a pet cat, and
you didn't.
Yeah, when I was in fifth grade, I went to the top of our high-rise condo building, and I dropped the cat about 8 stories, and I held him upside down, and then I dropped him, and I couldn't see what happened, so I ran back down the street, and sure enough, he landed on his legs. You know what, he just got out of his 4 casts on his little legs, but he's doing better. Just kidding, he died a long time ago, but he did land on his legs. So this is what I wondered, Dave.
Okay, I can hardly wait to hear this, folks.
I wondered if you... Oh, I gotta set this up better, because you won't understand. I also found out when I was growing up that if you buttered a piece of bread with butter, you know, a piece of butter, just regular bread, and you put all this butter on one side of it, if you dropped the buttered piece of bread, it would fall face down. So I was wondering what would happen if you strapped a piece of buttered bread on the back of a cat and dropped him off a skyscraper. What would happen?
You know what, Corky? That's the most stupidest thing I ever heard in my life.
Well, if any of you guys know, I couldn't finish the experiment because my cat didn't really, I mean, be honest, he didn't make it. I should have only dropped him 5 stories, but he 8 was a little too much for him. But we sure saved money the rest of those years on cat food. All right, so let's move on. What do you got for us, Dave?
Okay, so the main thing I wanted to talk about today in the title of this podcast is called the Butt Crack Guy.
Oh my God, we just lost one of our listeners, Butt Crack Guy.
Yeah, I'm This is something I've always never understood. And as I grew up as a child, I've been seeing this since day one, is what is with all you butt crack people, okay? And I'm going to give you a current example. When I go to work, I go in the lunchroom and I have my lunch and stuff. And it's like, there's this guy, he sits on a high seat. Let's call him Bill, Butt Crack Bill. Remember, we got to change the names to protect the guilty. Dave, it's protect the innocent. No, this guy's guilty, okay? So I go in the lunchroom. I only get a half hour. By the time I get, you know, my grocery store gear off and I, you know, use the bathroom and I got to go buy my food and then I got to walk, I don't have much time left. So I sit at the table, and this has happened like 3 days in a row. And this guy's on his laptop on a higher chair and he's got half his crack is showing. His butt crack is looking right at me. I mean, come on, man. I don't want to eat my food and look at somebody's butt crack. Dave, I can't believe what you're talking about. Well, this is a real problem in society. I see it, especially in the summer. You'll see people working on their garden and their pants are almost half down. So I want to ask all you butt crack people, don't you feel the wind? I mean, my God. I mean, come on. It's like you don't feel a breeze going up that butt. It's like, Dave, you think too much, you know? I mean, come on, the average person would just not, oh, come on. You know, I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, Dave, I never had that problem. They never called me Butt Crack Corky because I wore suspenders in my costume. There was no way my butt crack was showing. I had lots of layers on. I wore suspenders. So, and then even if my suspenders broke, I had shorts on, so it didn't matter. Well, Corky, we're glad to know that nobody saw Corky's butt crack. But back to the subject, people, come on. I mean, if you're showing half your butt, you don't feel the wind hitting you. I mean, this is the Windy City. My God, Chicago, it's always windy in the Windy City. I mean, well, I'm just trying to understand it. And so for 3 straight days, this guy just flashes that butt out. I just want to say to you, we could write a rap song. I'm a butt crack guy and I got my pants down, I'm showing my stuff. I'm a butt crack guy and I'm showing my stuff, showing my crack, showing my crack. Dave, what did you drink this morning? You're going goofy. You're crazy. Well, yeah, this is called The Crazy World of Dave and Corky, but these are all true stories. And remember, Corky, we changed the name to protect the guilty. I'm done. I'm not going to say it anymore. Are we going to wrap this up? I don't think I'm done yet. So, I'm just asking all you people. In fact, I'm going to make it even bigger. My mom, when I was a kid in the 70s, she would stop her car and open the window and go, "Your butt crack showing," and then she'd pull away. I mean, that's a fun mom, you know, looking for butt crack people all over the world. And they're not hard to find, man. So, I guess I'm challenging all you butt crack people. My God, you know, next time, you know, if you feel wind, you're probably showing your stuff, you know? So, Corky, are you getting ready to watch the Brady Bunch? Yeah, I think so. This podcast is going nowhere. It's not really going very good. And I see you got your favorite cinnamon bread. Are you going to give me a piece of that? Well, sure, I'm going to give you a piece of it, Corky. And would you? I know you don't like coffee, but I gave you that chocolate milk. So, you know what? I think we're done for today, Corky. I really do. And we've answered some key questions that people wonder about. And you know what? I almost forgot. Uh-oh, this is where it's going to get bad. Corky, you know, we were talking about the ladies with the glue-on nails and how I always wondered how they pick their nose. Is there any other activity you kind of wonder if they have trouble with? Oh no, he's not. He was taught. Wait a minute. With Dave, you got to put together all the clues, you know? You got to put together all the clues. So, first of all, he talked about picking your nose with these long nails, and then he talked about butt crack guy showing his butt to everybody at work. And now he's saying, what other problem would these girls have with these nails? And so we got nails, butt. Uh-oh. I figured it out, Dave. You're wondering how do these girls wipe their butts without hurting themselves. Corky, you are a genius. So I'm not going to put any details into this. I'm going to leave all the folks wondering about that for the rest of the day. I'm going to leave them in total mystery. So this is Dave, and this is Corky, and this is the wild, wacky world of crazy with Dave and Corky. Have a nice day, folks, and we'll see you next time.